AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Sources tell AP the Pentagon knew there were survivors after a September attack on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean. U.S. forces still carried out a follow-up strike. The rationale, they say, was that they needed to sink the vessel. One of the sources says it remains unclear who ordered the strikes. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had this yesterday.
I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that commander had made which he had the complete authority to do. And by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat.
Meantime, sources also tell AP the Pentagon's watchdog has found Hegseth put U.S. personnel and their mission at risk when he used the Signal messaging app to convey sensitive information about a March military strike against Houthi militants in Yemen. The review has been delivered to lawmakers. And Haya Panjwani reports the doctor who sold ketamine to Friend star Matthew Perry before his overdose death has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison.
A federal judge in Los Angeles handed down the prison sentence plus 2 years of probation to 44-year-old Dr. Salvador Plasencia. He admitted to illegally selling ketamine to Perry, knowing he was a struggling addict. Speaking to reporters, Perry's stepfather, Keith Morrison, reacted to the sentence.
Look, it's a tragic story, and, sometimes apparently nice guys do bad things, and the legal system has to take account of it.
Was there any relief at all, sir?
Plasencia has surrendered his medical license and pleaded guilty to 4 counts of distribution. Prosecutors said the ketamine that killed Perry was not provided by Plasencia, but his actions contributed to Perry's harm. Salvador's mother, Luz Plasencia, apologized to the family.
And I'm sorry, all the family or Matthew Perry. I'm sorry. And my son, he say sorry. I know his heart.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. A pair of New England football greats getting closer to the Hall of Fame.
Always say I'll do it. I think it's best for the team.
Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have been selected as finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Belichick is the coaching candidate, while Kraft is the contributor. The announcement came on Wednesday. Three senior candidates, Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and L.C. Greenwood, also advanced. The selection committee can vote for three finalists. Candidates need 80% of the vote to be inducted. Belichick led the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl wins from 2001 to 2018.
Always be a Patriot.
Kraft bought the Patriots in 1994 and has overseen 10 Super Bowl appearances. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And guitarist Steve Cropper, who co-wrote Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay and In the Midnight Hour, has died. He was 84. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.